What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We're so excited to be back with you guys today. And as always, thank you so much for your love, support on our podcast. Everyone posting the Instagram stories. You guys are the real homies.
Yes.
Tag us at Gals on the Go podcast with your like reshares, you know.
I'm just smiling ear to ear right now. Back at it.
I know.
A reunion episode.
I feel
it's
like
been 1 week.
For some reason, why does it feel like a month?
It's been a minute.
I actually went like 3 days without seeing my friends, and I saw them again, and they were like, don't you feel like it's been like summer break? Like when you haven't seen people that you're used to seeing all the time,
it's
and you
true.
Haven't seen them for a while, it feels so much longer.
It does. And yeah. We were so many different places.
Yeah.
That it just like, it really discombobulates you.
It did.
That's a word.
It discombobulate.
We are back. It is Monday. We both just got rolled in from spring break, and we're just getting back on the grind mode, and just couldn't be happier, honestly.
Honestly. I'm kind of excited to get back in my routine.
No, yeah. Actually, no, I'm not.
You're not?
I really was loving
just you were saying chilling. That, yeah, you have a busy week with school and everything.
Yeah, it's because I have a test on Wednesday, but then I was looking. I don't have anything after Wednesday, and then we go to New York City next weekend.
I know. Super exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I've really worn my body down. I'm sure you guys can tell by my voice. I'm a little ill right now.
Yeah, Brooke's a little ill. I have this random cough, so there's just going to be some noises, probably.
I'm, like, super stuffy, and it's
Miami
just
Miami will
my
do
favorite.
That, too.
Yeah. We shared, like, a king bed with, like, four people, so it was
did
just
did you
like,
really? Was it a California king?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Just a king. Actually, one person slept on the couch. But that was, like, the worst night of sleep ever, so.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, we had a really classy vacation, I'm sure you can tell.
It looked so fun, though, for real. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, and well, yours looked fun, too. That was my last one ever.
I'm sure you'll talk about it in your highlight. I kind of recap mine already. Because I recorded
it was
last
a really
week,
good time.
But yeah, it was.
But
really,
before
really
we
fun.
Get into that, we kind of have like a joint highlight that I feel like we should share.
Yeah. Before we get into the highlights and lowlights, lights, we have a joint highlight
light.
It was so last week when I was recording my episode, I was telling you guys that Brooke and I have a really big announcement. Oh shoot, my ring just fell. can't lose.
Oh
that.
No, ma'am. So it's kind of like a joint announcement because it has to do with the podcast and everything, which you guys know we started super organically. We literally had our mics from like doing voiceovers on YouTube videos. We were like, okay, let's just hit record and see what happens. We had like no structure.
We even still not really. It's very kind of, we have a slight structure.
Yeah, well, when we bring on like guests and stuff, I guess we've had like one guest.
three guests. Morgan, Kenzie, and Lauren.
And Queenie. Yeah. But I've been asking a lot of, like, whenever I meet, like, listeners and stuff, I've been asking them what they like to hear. And a lot of them just, like, our general conversation.
I know. That's what my mom told me every time. She's like, you and Brooke, man, you guys just have this rapport or whatever that word is. Just, like, just listening to you two talk.
That's
I just
hysterical.
Love it. She said she just smiles.
Oh, that's sweet.
And that's coming from my mom. So that's just, like.
Oh, love the woman.
I don't know.
That's so sweet. Well, anyways, we are getting noticed. Well, it also has to do with, like, this is kind of, like, supporting the theme of, like, putting yourself out there and, like, kind of,
This week's episode is going to be about how to get out of your comfort zone, per the title.
And this is kind of putting yourself out there because, obviously, like, opportunities, I think a lot of people believe that YouTubers, like, get opportunities just, like, in their lap. But a lot of times you have to work for it and, like,
you
have to put the idea in other people's heads and, like, pitch yourself. And this is kind of an example of that.
Yeah.
Because this was definitely something that didn't just like land in our lap. This was something that we like
worked
kind of hustled for.
Yeah,
so we were super excited to be officially signing with Podcast One. It's like, is it the number one podcast network? I don't know if there is like a ranking of podcast networks.
They have some big celebrity podcasts, like I'm just so happy.
Yeah, it's a lot of reality stars. So it's like Kaylin Bristowe's podcast is signed with them. Sheena.
Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Carollo.
Yeah.
who else?
Oh, Lady Gang.
Lady Gang, which is a podcast that literally is on E! Now. They just have such great connections, and now we're going to have someone who edits our podcast. They're going to help us create jingles that we've been talking about.
And get us, like, super cool guests on the show. Like,
oh my God.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so we're really just, like, bringing Gals on the Go to the next level. So seriously, like, it's all due to you guys.
100%. Like, because usually they were telling us, like, usually they start a podcast, but they were like, you guys already have one.
Yeah,
like, they were,
exactly.
like, I guess, impressed by the Gals on the Go
audience.
Followers, audience.
Community, truly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because you guys are such, like, loyal loyal followers, I feel like, and loyal listeners, I should say, that you, like, really, it's so funny, because, like, you truly, like, know our lives, like,
oh, it's crazy.
You know when you meet people that listen to the podcast, and they're like, oh, like, that one story you said, and, like, this episode, it's like, oh my god,
yes, literally so cool. Yesterday at Spin, this girl came up to me, and she was like, so how was the Bahamas? Like, I'm sorry, I feel creepy asking. I'm like, I put it out on the internet. Like, it's, I don't so think it's cool. creepy at all. It's cool, because you don't have to update them, you know? Like, they just already know what's up. But what I liked about Podcast One is, they, like, we reached out to them and kind of put ourselves, you know, out there, and they went and listened, and they were just, like, they really believe in what we do. We're the only YouTubers that they've signed, I believe.
Yeah, it's not, like, a YouTuber network. It's, like, reality show slash, like, actual, like, celebrities.
I know. Yeah. So, this is about to be so cool. That's such a good guess.
I know. It's gonna be, like, it's just introducing a whole new world, like, I didn't so go thankful. Into podcasting. Me too. Like, I don't think either one of us went into podcasting with the intention to, like, scale it. I mean, of course we wanted to, but we didn't think. Yeah, I don't think we thought that we had this capability, especially in, like, only 8 months or whatever it's been. So thank you guys immensely.
Thank you guys so much. We're so excited. And, oh, I just, Brooke and I have been, like, we'll call each other and be like, ah!
I know, it's happening. When we, like, officially signed the contract and everything, like, it was just, like, such a surreal moment.
Yeah. And it's great because Podcast One has so many, like, resources, like, if we want to do merch in the future, like, they have a team for that. If we want to go on tour, like, they really can help us on all aspects and just make Gals on the Go an even bigger movement,
which is what we need, I think. Yes. It's while we do have help from, like, our graphic designer Emma, who's, like, incredible, it really is just us two running the show, and Emma is. So it's like a team of three. And I think while people see it as just like, oh, they're just uploading a podcast every week, there is a lot more that goes into it. So yes. I think that having support from, like, a bigger company will be so, so helpful.
I'm just excited for them to edit the podcast for us, because if you guys listened last week, I had many editing issues, and I'm just embarrassed. I'm sorry for any of you that listened to the raw, real, unedited version, because that was beyond embarrassing.
We really are just, like, not used to this medium, even still, even with 8 months. So we're immensely thankful and grateful.
Yeah.
And I think it's really going to bring us to the next level. So we're very excited. Thank you guys for being on this journey with
us. Yeah, and thank you, Podcast One. We just signed the contract, so it's about to start rolling. We're really hype about it. So that's definitely a joint highlight for the both of us.
I am incredibly excited. And I guess, I don't know if it will be, like, next week that we'll start with them or whatnot, because we already, like, have the contract in place. It's just now, obviously, we have to, like, switch over our server. I mean, I'm, like, talking out loud to Danielle right now.
I know, but you're, like, thinking about it. Yeah. No, I know. And there's a lot of, like, an intro song and stuff, so there's a lot of steps. You guys might notice some differences.
Yeah, so hopefully they're all positive. Yes. Obviously, keep us updated in the Gals on the Go Facebook group if you like feedback. The changes. We love to hear your feedback on things, and
we're not going anywhere. We're still staying with you guys. This just allows us to be more creative and not have to worry about
it. It's so true. Because dealing with the business side is a whole separate entity.
That's, like, why we got a manager for YouTube. Like, this is just, I mean, we had our manager get us deals for the podcast, but now this is just so much easier. So
it is.
But yeah, anyways, I feel like we're hard figuring this a lot. We're very excited about it. So
big deals.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Okay, so first, I guess we'll do lowlights. Should I start with mine? I feel like you're more updated just because you did that solo.
Yeah, exactly. You've got lots to talk about.
I have so much content to talk about in this episode. It's overwhelming. Okay, so, well, number one, my lowlight is that I'm sick as heck. So that's, yeah, big miss. I missed out. St. Patrick's Day, they closed down a street in Athens and had a parade and everything. And I missed it all because I was at home and, like, not well. So yeah, missed a good bit there. but besides that, I guess, I don't even know if you would consider this a highlight or a lowlight, but freaking,
it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, the Colton tea, I guess. So you guys know me, and you know, like, my sense of humor. If you listen to the podcast, you truly know, like, I'm a very, like, I don't want to say, like, goofy gal.
You're such a goofy gal.
But I am, though. Like, I don't.
Yeah, you're goofy and, like, savage a little bit.
I just don't take myself too seriously.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, oh, I don't know. Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, I say things that I think are funny all the time. So, if you guys are caught up on Bachelor, I'm sorry, this is giving me a spoiler alert if you don't know, but Cassie and Colton are together now.
I think everyone knows by now.
Yeah, I mean, it's all across social media, but they're not engaged, they're just dating. But they put out, not even on just Instagram, but, like, everywhere, just so many photos of them together. So many interviews. All my, like, YouTube recommended is, like, all of the videos of them. I don't know about you too.
Yeah.
But they've been posting these photos that make it look like they're on, like, a press tour, which they are on a press tour, but don't they look like the royal couple in this one?
No, they honestly look so good though.
Oh, they're such an attractive couple.
She is beautiful.
I think that they're, like, probably the most attractive couple in Bachelor history.
Yes, in Bachelor history. Right? No, I actually have to agree.
Because there's been, like, I would say, like...
I thought Andy and Josh Murray were, like, really... Yeah. I don't know if you watched them.
Yeah, I know who they are, though. Yeah. I think... I even think that, like, Garrett and Becca are, like, cute together, but I think that they're, like, attractive together. Yeah, you know,
like,
what I mean?
They're, like, wow. A hot couple.
Yeah, yeah. So Colton posted, like, a picture with Cassie, and I commented on it, playing off of, like, the trend of, like, the tweets. Like, you know, like, the tweets where it's, like, it will be a picture of, like... Or what is it? Like a volcano, and it will be like the caption will be like, "We get it, you vape," or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Playing
yeah.
off of that trend where it's like, "We get it, you are rich," or like whatever yeah, it is. Yeah, it's yeah. like, it's like a trend on Twitter, if you understand Twitter humor, I guess.
Yeah.
So I commented on the picture of them, and it's like a cute picture of them like sitting on a couch. If you go to his Instagram, you'll see it. And I put, "We get it, y'all are dating."
And I had to ask, did you comment just kind of for fun, like, yeah, I was, anyone would see
no
it.
I was like a little lit, like at the bar. I was like on spring break with my friends. I was like sitting next to my friend Jesse
just for fun.
I was like, isn't this funny? And then like probably like 20 minutes goes by, I get like a lot of thumbs up, I mean like likes on the comment, yeah. But then I got a lot of comments back being like, how are you not like, what the heck, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're cute together, like screw you, whatever
stands.
Yeah, they're scary, man. They yeah, are
I bet.
It's, I won't be messing with this community again. Like I will not
catch me doing that yeah again.
I would not recommend picking a fight with them. So I'm going to reference his exact comment back to me.
He replied, Colton Underwood replied to Brooke Mitchell. Like, it's just also crazy because, like, the whole season you're, like, in love with him, and you personally think...
I know.
And it's like, you don't want no beef? Okay,
no,
anyways.
I don't want... And I meant this as a joke. People in Gals on the Go were writing, they're like, I thought it was a little rude. It was... did you read that? Some people were writing
that. I
didn't
see people saying
that. It was totally a joke. Like, I mean, no tea, no beef. I like Colton as a person. I think he's super cute and sweet. And he writes back, we get it, dot, dot, dot. You don't like happiness, question mark.
Colton Underwood says Brooke Mitchell
doesn't like happiness. And his comment, I got like 2,000 likes on mine. His gets like 14,000 or
oh
something.
My God. So,
then it's like, it becomes like a 500 comment thread of people being like, how dare you just unfollow him if you don't like to see their happiness. They're like, whatever. So it's just like this whole big thing. And basically, I think that Colton and I have like tea now. It was honestly more so his comment didn't like hurt my feelings or anything, because I kind of took it as a joke.
Yeah.
But the comments back, some of them were so hurtful. They're like, we get it, you're single and bitter. I was like, oh my gosh. Like these like they like no, low key cut deeper. They'd be like, she's not that cute anyways. Like stuff
oh my
like that.
God.
And then I'd like click on their profiles and they were like spam accounts.
Exactly.
That were just like haters or whatever.
And if you think about it, when people comment hate stuff on us, on our comments, like yeah. we have people that respond to them. It's just like a thing.
No, it's so true. It's so true. So I meant no tea, no beef, but I just thought it was so funny that he replied or anything.
I was laughing so hard because then you were like,
I smell jealousy.
This, like, posting on your story, here I am, not enjoying happiness. Did he see it by any chance?
I don't think so, but I captioned like one of my pictures. I was like, clearly not enjoying happiness or something. I don't know.
You kill me.
I just thought it was funny to like play off of it.
I had so many friends screenshot it and be like, is this your friend, Brooke? Like, oh my God. Because it was like the first comment.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
No. I guess you don't... It goes to show you, though, that if you, like, comment, like, as a joke or something on, like, someone's picture, like, that they probably aren't going to see it. Is that so crazy to
I
think?
Was laughing because this also happened to you with Jason. Like,
yes!
I always comment thinking no biggie, and then they actually reply, and it's so funny to me.
Oh, I commented on Jason's photo because it was such poor quality. This was, like, last season when
Jason
he was
Tartic
still...
Jason Tartic, or whatever.
Honestly, if I could pick, like, one man who's, like, my dream man's, like...
I know, it's the two guys that you actually think are attractive.
I love Jason. But I will say, did you see they, like, released, like, Bachelor actually released all of Hannah B's guys? And there are some hot, hot boys.
I'm watching this season
for
sure.
Uh-huh. I think it's more fun as a female to watch The Bachelorette because there's more guys.
Oh,
so it's, like,
yeah.
more fun to be like, oh, he's so cute. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love it so much more.
Versus... I have some friends that prefer to watch The Bachelor because there's more drama, but I would much rather
the
see,
drama
like...
drama annoys me. It's so fake, so I prefer Bachelor.
Right?
Bachelorette.
Bachelorette, yeah. Yeah, I would prefer to see more guys than... Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And guy drama is also, like, more entertaining because they're like, who's the toughest and
yeah,
stuff.
It's cute. Like, they're all like, bro, like, no!
I love her. Yeah.
I love her. I want her for my everything.
So, was this? Oh, I commented on his picture, like, was this taken on an iPhone 4? And he deleted it. And then I, like, tweeted, I was like, oh, like, when Jason, like, deletes your comment, like, can't take the heat, buddy. And then he, like, commented on the picture and tagged me and goes, sorry, @BrookeMitchell, didn't mean to delete your comment. Like, I was, like, aggressively deleting other ones, LOL, like, all good, or something.
Like, he went through seeing you on Twitter.
I know!
It's your finding your at, like, that is just... Brooke, you should start commenting more, but, like, good things. Like, maybe I know, start sliding. I don't know.
I'm going to start commenting more. Like, I made it a note then to comment positive things now because I don't mean tea or shade. I was trying to be funny and I guess a mental note. Because, like, yeah. Because if someone commented, like, a joke like that on my picture, I might take it offensively too, I guess. So...
No, yeah. Yeah. Gotta think about it both ways. But I think it was just funny as heck. It's like, and he's, like, such... He's so big right now. And he responded to you.
Dang. I'm basically famous. I'll be signing autographs later today. Thank you. Next. Okay, so your lowlight.
My lowlight is not as exciting. So when I recorded last week, I just got back from Bahamas and then I was home. I really, over winter break, I just fell in love with Tampa all over again. It's just gotten a lot cooler. We're getting a soul cycle. We've got a dry bar. Those are just, like, superficial things. But I just love my friends from home. I love being home. I really appreciate Florida now more since being in school at Georgia. You can, like, appreciate both sides. So, I don't know. Yesterday, I was just, like, really sad to leave my house. Like, I don't know. Because I was, like, I'm not going to be back until summer. But then when I'm home for summer,
you're it's, not. Like, nice. Yeah. I guess so. But it's so soon.
Oh, it honestly is soon.
And, like, I don't want to hear it, though. I don't want
to
hear it.
Yeah, no. We don't want it to be soon for you. But... Then it was funny because then I got on the plane and all my friends were celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And then I was like, wait, now get me to Athens because I just don't like the in-between, like the traveling of it all. But I was just enjoying the break and I just don't feel like grinding this week. I'm just not in the mood.
You're
going
to be traveling a lot coming up too, right? Well, I guess like twice.
We're going to New York and then I'm going to Coachella.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should say I was going to go to Coachella with Danielle, but
did we ever touch
on don't think so. So we originally signed up to go together. Then I'm the worst and was looking at my financial situation. I was like, I do not need to go to Coachella this year. So.
Oh, I thought it was more of just like a
senior year. Yeah. The two factors were... Financially, I'm trying to save because I am moving to a new city in like 2 months, 3 months, whatever the heck it is. And then also, I do want to be here for like that's one of my last like big weekends in Athens. Yeah. So it was just like a lot.
Big darty weekend and stuff like that.
It's just like one of my last weekends in Athens with all my friends. Like, I don't know. I just kind of want to be here as much as I can.
Oh, no, yeah. So it worked out because now Delaney Free's coming with me. So she was happy to take the place.
And we thought that we'd be like traveling a lot over the summer, which we will be. So, like, it's fine. You know what? Yeah. Like, we'll still be traveling together.
Oh, yeah. We still are seeing really each other constantly.
Exactly. So, like, we'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be chill.
It's just, like, I was just saying to Danielle, like, I'm just at such a weird place because I don't know where I'm going to be in, like, July, August time. So, yeah, I'm just trying to, like, live it up in the present right now.
I think that's good. No, I completely respect that decision.
Thank you. Thank you. So,
I guess your highlight? You want to talk about spring break a little bit?
Yeah, I do.
I
do. So, first half, I lived the Danielle Carolyn dream in Tampa.
Oh, she went to all my
I did. So where did I start? Friday I went to St. Pete and then Saturday I was in like Tampa area. Oh, and we went to what's that area called? Is it Hyde Park?
You went to Hyde Park.
Yes, super cute. Such a nice, very, like, very good time.
Hard Taco, Lululemon, Anthropology. It's a cool area.
I was like day drinking some margs, had a good little time.
Living your best life.
And then Sunday we went to Oxford Exchange.
Sunday I had so much envy
with my mom. Yeah, I went to work with my mom. She like used to work in Florida a lot, if you guys know, but she doesn't work there anymore, but she might be starting to work there again. I don't really know, but that's why I went, because my mom was working.
You went to Dry Bar and Oxford Exchange.
We did go to Dry Bar. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That Dry Bar is like such a random location.
It's very random.
It's cute, but it's
cute inside, but it's kind of weird to get to.
Yeah,
so I agree. Oxford Exchange, the chicken pie art amazing?
Best dish.
It's flavored so well. Best I actually dish. Get dressing on that one because it's so good.
Yeah, it's not even like a salad. It's like chicken. It's like a chicken dish. But
with arugula.
I guess, yeah, it has like a salad on top, but I would consider it to be a chicken dish. What would you consider?
Yeah, it's like, so chicken pie art is like flattened chicken, and they put arugula on top with like a vinaigrette and a side of fries, which
that reminds
love.
Me of the Drake and Josh episode, like, chicken pie art 6. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my god, no. I have to rewatch that, because I don't know what they're talking about.
Where they're like cooking, they're like filming like a cooking segment, and like with like Josh like adopts like a little brother. And, like,
yes. I freaking love that show. I saw something like Get Drake and Josh on Netflix, and I'm so for that.
I think it's on Hulu.
Oh, I just still don't have a Hulu account. But anyway, so you're in Tampa.
Great time. Then we went to Miami with like a huge group of us. We thought it was an Airbnb, but it actually was a hotel, but they just put the hotel on Airbnb. highly recommend Airbnb. Like, if you're going with a group, like a larger group, and you're looking to save money, Airbnb has just such great finds. Like, I paid, I think for the whole week, I think I paid $300 for this Airbnb. You're granted, joking. It was like a couch sleeping situation. So if you're like, it wasn't like super.
Who? How'd you pick? Comfy. The couch?
We That's alternated.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone took it one night, which was good. So it wasn't, like, the most, like, comfy of circumstances, but the location was, like, steps away from the beach. It was so good.
That's so ideal.
Yeah. So, honestly, but Miami itself, I was, like, posting, like, the drinks were so expensive. The food was expensive. Like, it is an expensive place, like, because it's super touristy, so they mark everything up. Yeah. But there's some, like, Miami's just so cute.
South Beach is, I'm obsessed. Yeah. It's so modern and cool and, like.
It was. Ugh. And the club life is, I think it's the life for me. Only on vacation. Like, I'm not going to be, like, 25 and, like, living in whatever city, like, clubbing. But, like, on vacation, I'm going to go to clubs.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And I met so many podcast listeners, subscribers. We love that. Like, everywhere I went. And you guys are so cool. Like,
I love Gals and the Good listeners. They're always so cool.
Every time that they would, like, walk away, I would, like, turn to my friends and be like, I, like, wish that they were our friends. You know?
No,
like,
I know.
You guys are so cool. Like, people coming up to me, like, in the clubs, at the bar, or on the beach, like, whatever. We met one subscriber, Suze. Shout out to Suze, who, like, ate lunch with us at the airport. Me, Maddie, Mariah, cool. And Suze. Yeah. Suze. It was so... I hope she's listening to this. Yeah, you guys are just so cool. And, like, gave me such, like... Yeah, I would, like, ask them about the pod. I'd be like, what do you guys like to hear and stuff? Like, they're so cute. Yeah. So yeah, please say hi. Note.
Yes, always say hi, because we don't know what you look like. That's what I always say.
Do you ever get messages afterwards, like, hey, I saw you, like, walking around, like...
Like, you looked busy. I'm sure I wasn't busy.
No, it's like, please say hi. Like, I think it's awkward to approach at first, but, like, I can guarantee you both Danielle and I will, like, scream in your face and be like, ah. Like,
no, so we're probably too much. And I was like, oh, my God. Hey! Yeah. Like, I always hug, and sometimes they don't hug back, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I met someone at International Mall when I was living your best life.
One of my favorite places.
Yeah, when I was loving your day. I was living in Danielle Carolyn's weekend.
I was like, oh, FOMO.
I know, we need to go do it again. Maybe I'll come for the summer.
Yeah. I would love that.
Who knows? I don't really know where my life is going to be out of, like, 2 days, so.
She doesn't know what she's doing tomorrow.
So. I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. That is a fact. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, overall, I think we're just on, like, good vibes, both of us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for the next few weeks. We're going to New York.
Yeah, we have to plan that. We have a lot going on in, like, 2 days there. We should plan to, like, see our friends and stuff. That'll be fun.
I know. We need to plan, like, a dinner with all of our New York friends. My grandparents are coming this Sunday. I guess that's my
highlight. Oh, yeah. I didn't even ask you your highlight.
They're driving. I was just kind of infusing it into the convo. My grandparents are driving from Florida for, like, spring training for the St. Louis Cardinals. They're obsessed. And they're going to stop in Athens. So I'm going to, like, show them around on Sunday. I also finally got to change my second piercing, guys.
It looks so good.
I'm so happy with it. Thank you. Love. I feel like Jordan Rebecca with, like, my two gold hoops. So I'm loving that. And I wrote down that I'm also motivated to be healthy again, but I simply have not been healthy today, so I don't know. I, like, totally just, like, wasn't feeling healthy for a second, but now I'm, like, motivated again. But now my car's in the shop for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I can't,
like,
sucks.
Go to the grocery store. Well, Callie's, like, helping me with stuff.
Let me know if you need anything. I have to bring my car into the shop, too, because I don't know if I mentioned on the pod, I had all these, like, random lights that popped up on my car.
Oh, yes, you did say that.
Yeah, so it's, like, the ABS, which is, like, automatic brake system.
Oh,
the... Yeah. What else? Traction control, and then the four-wheel drive. And they're not turning off with me pressing the buttons in the car. They've been on for weeks. My dad was like, oh, it's just like a glitch. Like, you have to take it in. But I still haven't taken it in because I don't want to be without a car. So
it's the worst. It's... Yeah, I did it over spring break, and they're still not done. So
I think I might go to Trader Joe's after this because I have no groceries. And honestly, I've just been blowing through money because I don't... When you don't have groceries at home, like, you're like, oh, I have to eat out. But then you spend so much money eating out that it's like you might as well just go... grocery shopping, and I eat better when I have groceries in the house, so I think I think I need to treat myself. I might go to, like, Kroger, though, because I kind of want to do, like, a proper...
Yeah, Trader Joe's is specific.
Yeah, I want to get, like, deli meat and stuff. Is that, like,
deli
random?
Meat. I actually had ham yesterday, like, rolled up ham and carrots. It was a good snack.
I do like turkey. Yeah.
Turkey's better for you, so that's good.
Yeah. Or what else do I need to get? Just, like, healthy things, like a little salad, maybe. I need to put some greens into my body. Tea for my throat.
Yes, get some throat coat.
That's like theater.
Yeah, it really is. We would always have it next to you. Anyone need some throat coat tea?
Like, I'm so hoarse. I need throat coat.
I actually went to my school's spring musical this weekend.
Yeah, what was it?
It was Chicago. I'd actually never seen Chicago before. It was a good show. It just made me... I really miss theater. Damn. Oh, well.
So that's enough of highlights and lowlights. Just want to talk to you guys really quickly about Daily Harvest. You guys know we talked about it on the podcast before. I'm a big breakfast girl. Can't... I have to wake
Danielle's
up...
Danielle's the breakfast gal.
When was the last time, though, you ate breakfast that you felt good about, you know? Like, not just toast, because I do that a lot. Not a bowl of sugary cereal you inhaled before running out of the door. I'm talking about a breakfast that's, like, nourishing your body, because that... I don't know. I just love feeling like that. So, my breakfasts have been completely transformed ever since I started getting Daily Harvest, actually.
Daily Harvest delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted food built on fruits and vegetables,
and everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's all like in like a cup, so you literally just dump the cup into your blender if you're doing a smoothie. But they also have other stuff too, like savory harvest bowls, soups, and more. They have like a stir fry.
They have like a cauliflower cool or something.
Really good stuff.
All you do is add water or milk to a smoothie, or you heat up a harvest bowl. It's so easy, like college friendly for sure.
Oh, definitely. I didn't even think about that. If you have like a little mini fridge freezer situation in your dorm, you could totally like stick it all in there.
And all their ingredients are carefully sourced for maximum nourishment and flavor. You can actually see all of the ingredients when you open the cup, which is just, I don't know, for me it's very like refreshing, you know?
It's nice. Yeah, I really like, they have one, I think it's like a mocha-y like cold brew, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yes, you told me about that one.
Yeah, I like it because it has a little coffee content, which is, you know, obviously we need that to get it going.
Yeah, and it's just like an easy way to load up on fruits and vegetables first thing in the morning. I stress to all my friends, it's so important not only to eat breakfast in the morning because it starts your metabolism for the day, but also to have a good breakfast and nourishing and just kind of just get you ready for the day. Love. Or before bed, or really any time in between.
Love. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code GALSONTHEGO to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code GALSONTHEGO for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. daily-harvest.com. And now back to the episode.
Current favorites? I feel like we were talking a lot, but I guess that's good. Longer podcast for our longer commuters. My current favorite, I get PR packages from Origins a lot.
Ugh, you're lucky.
I don't know when I got on the list, but...
Well, you did a brand deal with them, didn't you?
I did. That would be why. Yes, that's why. I got their avocado face mask. Oh my god, it's an overnight... I love overnight masks, like the Summer Fridays one and stuff like that, because you don't have to worry about taking it off. I like would put it on before going to bed, especially after being at the beach and like you're in the sun all day and like your skin just feels dry and gross. This avocado face mask feels so good on your skin. You wake up, your face is so supple and lovely, and I don't know, it just smells good. It smells like mangoes. Doesn't smell like avocado, because I feel like that
is it like weird. Does it like clog your pores or anything? Or no, you would
no,
say it's pretty good.
I would say it's pretty
that's
good.
That's a problem that I've been having with face masks lately, is that like they feel really good and then I take them off, but then I feel like they're like clogging up my pores, you know?
I honestly didn't like think about that.
No,
so
that's
like
the
analyze.
Only thing. Yeah.
I'll do it again. I'll let you know.
Because that's why I use, like, exfoliators to clean out my pores. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, they're open. But,
that's I got a face steamer for that. Like,
your skin looks good, though.
Face. Thanks. I got... My scars got redder from the sun.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, thank you.
I got some color, I will say. That
yeah,
was
you did get some
fave.
Color, I can
thank
tell.
You. I think everyone was like... It must just be like your skin tone. I think I am like a more olive-y
you
tone.
You always get
so,
tan easily, yeah. I feel like. I've known you for a minute. What's your...
Darker. I also got... I don't mean to brag, but I also got a PR package from...
Okay, flexing on me. Okay.
Yeah, from High Brew Coffee. It's like this coffee company where they send it in cans, and I tried it this morning, and I was a really, really big fan. So it's just like a coffee company. Apparently, it's based in Austin, and they have like coffee shops in Austin. I had a lot of people reply to my story that it's like super cute.
Uh-huh.
And I just tried like the black coffee can. It was really good. But then they also sent me ones that are like mocha or like caramel flavored and stuff. So I'm excited to try those too.
They look cute.
Yeah, if you know me, you know I like to drink coffee at home. But I don't really like hot coffee these days. I do iced. So this is like a good solution because it's like a little can so you can grab
and
go.
Do you put it in your mini fridge?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
Ugh,
yeah.
I love your room.
Thank you. It's super cozy.
Cozy.
It's gonna be like cozy. It's gonna be like the biggest room I'm gonna have for a while because like in adult life and stuff, it's not gonna be that spacious, which sucks. I need to start selling my clothes too, so hopefully I'll get some stuff up on Poshmark to like clean out my closet. Yeah, spring cleaning.
No, I'm like looking around, like the thought of like moving into one room is still stressing me out, but we'll do it.
Yeah, I feel like you cycle through clothes like rather quickly though. So.
I really do. Yeah. I'm always giving away clothes. Well, so this week's theme is about how to get out of your comfort zone, like we kind of touched on before. We're going to talk about, you know, certain times in our life that we've had to get out of our comfort zone and just some tips. I honestly these are things I thought of, and then I also looked up, just because I thought it'd be, like, fun to, like, do some research and talk about it. But Brooke and I mean, I won't speak for you, but for me, I don't know, I feel like we're both kind of reserved. Not yeah. reserved, but, like, I don't know.
We get comfortable with a certain, like, way routine. Of doing. Yeah.
We're, yeah. I don't know. But for me, it takes me a lot to get out of my comfort zone. So, like, one of my goals for this year was to, you know, just accept change more, kind of like what I talked about last week. And so, Brooke came up with this idea for this week, and I thought it was really a good idea to talk about it.
I thought it would be good, too. I mean, this has definitely been, like, a consistent theme we've been talking about on the pod, so I yeah. thought this would be cool to... well, we thought it would be cool to kind of address how what we've been doing to get outside of your comfort zone, because... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like things you don't want to do, like, if you're dreading doing it, like, there's certain things where I'll be like, oh, I don't want to go to this, or, oh, I'm not looking forward to it. It ends up being, like, the best thing ever, which I feel like is, like, a big aspect of getting out of your comfort zone. It's, like, when you sign up for things that you don't necessarily want to do, it ends up being, like, super chill and, like, fun. Yeah.
It is kind of crazy how that works out.
Yeah. So, should we talk about, like, things we've gotten out of our comfort zone in recent times?
Yeah.
We're getting personal, I feel like.
We're about to get kind of personal a little bit. Just a little bit.
Not really. We're like, it's getting really deep.
Yeah, it's like not that deep.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to word this, but one of the things I wrote down is I feel like both Brooke and I have been, like, kind of going on dates and stuff and just... You know, trying to put ourselves out there more and just, I don't know, because I don't know. Can you talk?
Yeah, I can talk. I can talk. Well, I know for, I'll talk personally and then you talk personally.
Okay.
Personally, for the longest time, I didn't really express interest in guys. Like, I was just like, I'm not going to, like, seek it out. But then, like, I don't know what happened to me, but, like, I flipped the switch where I was like, no, Brooke, like, you're going to actually, like, seek things out, because if you, like, sit here and, like, wait on your butt, nothing's gonna happen. I feel like a similar experience for you, like, you like, that's like putting yourself out there, like,
yeah, but there's a difference, because some of my friends are like, I want a boyfriend, but that's not what you're talking about. Just to clarify,
no, I'm talking about, like, literally just being
willing to talk to boys.
I honestly am not looking to, like, even, like, have a boyfriend right now, so that's, like, a side conversation for me. But, like, just in terms of, like, talking to boys, like, I just was like, I'm not gonna, like, sit here and just wait for something to come along. You know what I mean? Because if you, like, change doesn't result in you staying still. Like, if you stay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's that quote? There's a quote that has to do with that.
Yeah, gotta, I know what you're talking about. But someone hit us up in the Facebook group.
Yeah, it's like, if you're not making any changes in your life, then not, like, how can you expect to change? That's, like, insanity. You know what I mean? So, basically, just putting yourself out there, I guess, with boys and stuff, and making it clear that, you know, you have interest in people or whatever.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't think it's healthy to, like, go through life with, like, a mentality of, like, I want a boyfriend, because I don't think it's gonna work.
It, no.
Yeah. But just putting yourself out there and doing things you wouldn't normally do, like, putting yourself in social situations that you wouldn't normally do. If people are like, hey, like, come hang with, like, me and, like, this group of guys or whatever, like, go have fun, like, live it up. I think that's when it always comes, is when you put yourself in, like, unique social situations that you wouldn't normally be in. It's like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know a lot of you guys are in college, and one thing that I used to get very nervous about was, like, date nights and date functions, mixers, whatever you guys, or not mixers, but, like, date functions and stuff. Like, it's a thing here at Georgia. Sometimes if you don't have, like, a date, like, your friend sets you up, and, like, that is terrifying to me. And I just never really loved the idea of going with someone I didn't really know. It just freaked me out. And I just realized once you actually, like, I would like, go out throughout the night with my date that I didn't really know and just kind of, like, hold myself back and just be very nervous and, like, I don't know, just not in a good mood the whole time. And then I realized, like, no, it's college. You can just have fun.
Exactly.
You don't need to, like...
I love getting set up, honestly. I mean, half the time it ends terribly, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, like it.
But you go and you live it up and you just be the best, like, version of yourself. And it's like, I think that we're both adapting this new mentality where it's like, this is me, take it or leave it. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Which is the best way that I can put it into words.
Yeah, that's because I think we both get nervous about, like, what we do, and we don't want to, like,
we don't want to come across as too much.
too much.
It's actually so true, though, because... like, I feel like sometimes I do have to, like, filter down my personality.
I still do. I can't even lie. But now, to it, with a different kind of...
I'm my full version around my friends completely.
Oh, yeah.
But whenever new people get introduced, even into my friendships and stuff, like, I think people... Like, it takes several weeks...
You can't just be like, hey. This is everything.
It takes a while for people to, like, actually get to know you, I think.
Yeah. I think it's important, like, a lot of my friends said that, like I never tell people about my YouTube until, like, it comes up or they follow me on Instagram and they figured it out.
Yeah.
And people really respect that because they're like, wow, like, you didn't talk about it. Like, I just liked you for you. I thought you were cool.
Or do you have your friends who are like, she's famous? My friends say that every time. Literally everywhere we go in Miami, they'll be like, oh, like, she's famous or something.
But it's, like, then it's what? Like, they're like, what? Like, like, I do YouTube. Like, please shut up. Like, so embarrassing. Every now and then I'm like, okay, you can flex on me right now. Like, I'm in the mood. But usually I'm not. Usually I'm not. I'm not going to lie. Every now and then, if it's, like, around the right group and I'm just, like, not in a good mood, I'm like, okay, actually, yeah.
What is it called? Bit. Yeah, hype. Like, a little, hype girl. What is it called? Oh, my gosh. When you get, like, not hyped up, what's it called? Flattering.
Hype girl,
no, flattering. There's like a word for it. Oh my god.
I don't know. But anyways, it's kind of like going off track. But
Gas me up.
I think Brooke and I just recently have had opportunities to like actually put ourselves out there when it comes to like dating and stuff. And we both have.
I will say this is like so like personal, but like I would say, like, if, like, something just, like, crosses your mind randomly and you're like, you know what, like, I should just go for it, like, go for it. You know what I mean? Like, random circumstances. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna say it right now, but, like, I just had, like, something random happen to me, like, in my life in the past, like, few months where I was like, oh, like, I texted my friend. I was like, oh, like, something about someone else. And she, like, I don't know. Like, you just have to put yourself out there.
And
in that
I didn't
sense
think you were gonna follow through with it. And you did. And I was so proud. I know. Because
I was, like, bold and, like, being, like, a bold girl. Because, like, I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, if you don't like me, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't like me, like, say it to my face. And then, like, we never have to see each other again. You know what I mean?
No, so, it's so true. It's just, like, getting out of your comfort zone. But,
accepting
like,
accepting yourself.
Accepting yourself at the same time. And, like, kind of touching on, like, the whole, like, boyfriend thing. Like, legit, like, I don't know. I feel like when you're, like, there's a difference, again, I'm going to stress, between, like, going out and being, like, I want a boyfriend, then just, like, going out of your comfort zone and, like, if anything, you make a guy friend out of it.
Exactly.
And, like, you just, you're yourself for you, and if they like you for you, then they'll follow up with it and everything like that. So, I don't really know what I'm saying, but
it's fun to be fun and flirty.
It is fun. Yeah, I met a really good guy because of it, so.
That's Yay! That's podcast tea, honestly.
Podcast tea. I'm just, like, chill about it. I don't know.
Everyone, like, races over to Danielle's Instagram. They're like,
I know. But it's like, what's up? I don't know. It's all very new.
No, everything happened, but it's so great.
Yeah, it's really, it's a good time. I'll talk more about it as the weeks go on.
Sure. Obviously, you don't want to rush into things. And I feel like it's so interesting for you because you put your life out there, so it's, like, that balance between, like, you don't want to show too much. Like, we talk about this
all the time.
It's
so hard because I want to just post all the photos, of course, but you just don't want to mess it up.
And we've seen so many relationships go south because of social media, so it's, like, very important to, like, make that balance work, especially when they're a non-social media, like, person.
Yeah, I'll say one thing. This person, like, literally did it. I'm just saying things right now.
No, say
it. So basically this person came up to me and just introduced themselves, literally randomly, and I was just having a girl's night that night. It was kind of crazy. I was just having fun with my friends. I was happy with myself, whatever. And we had a conversation, and we started talking for a while and went on each other's, like, date nights and stuff. And they didn't know about, I didn't say anything about my YouTube or anything, and they didn't know because they're not on social media at all. That's what we call it, 307, where they, well, now he doesn't have 307 followers, but you know what I mean? These girls, we were, like, out, and these girls came up to me and asked for a photo and asked him to take the photo, and then I guess he went and asked his friends, like, what? And so now he knows. Apparently, he still hasn't watched the video, which I like. I kind of like the separation.
Yeah, I like that, too.
But it's just funny. So, that's what, you know, you gotta, I was trying to accept myself, but, like, I didn't tell him, because I just wanted to see if he, like, liked me as, like, a person, and then he still doesn't care, so.
I love it.
That's tea. That's podcast tea. That's what I would not say on the YouTube, so.
Yeah, because you said you don't... So subscribe. Because you said you don't want him to be in videos or anything.
No. Yeah. Not right now. Definitely not.
I respect that a lot.
Because, as we all know, my last relationship was very in my videos, which I don't regret at all. It was just different. So it's definitely weird to, like, balance it all, because it's, like, too... Like, it's, like, literally my whole life, and I'm, like, vlogging, but...
I respect it so much. It's kind of like how Maggie does it.
I love how Maggie does it. She's been showing her boyfriend more, but I... Like, how she'll, like, they'll be in the car and, like, you see his shoulder. Like, I could vibe with that. Like, a little, little tease.
Yeah. Until you know that it's, like, the real deal.
Yeah. Not like, that it's not the real deal, photos, but, yeah. Like, I'm gonna post photos and stuff, but just nothing crazy. So, yeah. Didn't know I was gonna get into all of that, but, yeah.
No, I love it. See, like, that's just such a prime example of, like, just being bold. I mean, that was on him, I guess, not on you.
Yeah, he...
just came up to me, and I was like, but then I actually followed up, and, like, he asked me on a date, and I was very nervous, like, to go on a date, but I did it, and I'm so happy I did, and I put myself out there, because for, like, the last year, I've been very independent,
yeah,
and I'm still kind of freaked out, because I love my alone time, so I'm trying to figure it out, but
I know, it is Danielle's over here, she's like, she's trying to, like, manage her alone time. I'm like, dude, like, let yourself be,
you know? I know, get out of your comfort zone, just be vulnerable, that's what I'm, like, learning, honestly.
Vulnerability is so, oh my god, it's so hard. It's very challenging, I would say. Yeah.
It's just because, especially for you and I, we're both, like, so, like, I don't know, motivated and just very, like, on our path.
Yeah.
And so that, if all of a sudden we, like, get all vulnerable and mushy, it's like, ugh, like,
you're getting,
it
like,
takes
off
me
your
a second
path.
To recover.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, gotta study or gotta, you know, it's it's harder.
No, I completely agree.
But it's
it definitely
also
throws
really
you
worth
off
it.
Course. Yeah.
Yeah. I think another thing, for both of us, getting out of our comfort zone is being out-of-state college students.
Yeah, I would completely agree
like,
with that.
That. Like, for us to do that, like, I was thinking, I was like, dang, like, wow.
I think that both of us are really good at adapting to a variety of environments, which really, really helps us.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
We go to LA, and we could, like, be, like, with all of our YouTube friends, and be, like, LA vibes, and then, like,
yeah.
We, you know, at college, we're here, and then, like,
just,
at
like,
home, we're, like, pretty, like, flexible with that, which
yeah.
I feel like helps with getting out of your comfort zone, because that allows you to hang with different groups of people, and kind of, like, not that we're chameleons in the sense that our personality changes, but our personalities mesh with a lot of different people.
Yes, yes.
Such we're, like, open and very accepting, which I
yes.
think is a... We were just talking about this, how important it is to be open and accepting.
You have to be, especially in this world, and, like, if you want to make friends. And I think...
It's 2019, like...
It's 2019. It's about time. And getting out of your comfort zone is making... I think it's important to have different friend groups, personally. Like
me too.
Like,
me
have
too.
Your main core group, and then, like, for us, not everyone's gonna have their YouTube friends, but, like... Your friends and your sports team or whatever it may
yeah.
be. Your family. Like, it's just... I don't know. I think it allows you to kind of get more out of your comfort zone and kind of learn about more aspects of yourself. And so, if you are thinking about going out of state, but you're really scared, I say do it. It really wasn't that intimidating. I realized, yeah, a lot of people from Georgia, but still in great sororities, still enjoying it, still the same amount of friends as other people. You know, it's...
Yeah. I wouldn't... If it helps, I wouldn't change my college decision. I don't know if that...
No,
like,
yeah.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
so...
either.
I definitely think that
and people think you're kind of cool. They're like, whoa, like, you're from
yeah.
New York? Like,
no, I literally say in job interviews, I'm like, I'm comfortable doing a lot of different things. Like, I've proven it by moving from New York to Georgia for college.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
New York to Georgia is a big difference. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely... whenever I, like, say it out loud, I'm like, it really is, like, a drastic change. But when I, like, made the decision, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. So,
yeah.
That's so crazy. I don't know. What am I doing? Oh, I kind of wanted to talk about getting out of your comfort zone in the sense of friendship, too. Kind of like being a better friend. I'll just share a little anecdote. I hope she's not listening to this. I'm not going to say her name or anything, but I had a friend who recently broke up with her boyfriend who, this is a very, I'm not going to lie, like, I really hope she's not listening to this. She's a very distant friend. Like, we have not stayed in touch. We probably hadn't spoken in, like, a year or so, with the exception of, like, maybe, like, sending each other, like, snap memories or something from study abroad. That's how I know this girl. And she texted me and was like, hey, I... broke up with my boyfriend, and I really just, like, want someone to come over, like, bring me crackers and cheese, and, like, we'll sit and, like, watch Bachelor together
oh.
or whatever. And she literally texted me this out of the blue, and I, like, told my roommates,
whoa.
And they were like, you're not gonna go, are you? Like, you haven't talked, like, who is this girl? You know what I mean? And I was like, no, you know what? Like, I am gonna go, because, like, I'm a
yeah.
nice person, and obviously if she's reaching out to me, she needs me. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
I would assume that I wouldn't be on the top of her friendship list because we haven't spoken in a year or whatever it has been. So I think that that kind of just has to do with, like, being a better friend and being a better friend. And I don't know how that really relates to getting out of your comfort zone, I guess, but that...
Well, like, people you don't talk to all the time.
100%. Yeah, the fact that she was able to, like, pick up the phone and text me, like, made me realize, like, oh my gosh, like, I want to work at being a better friend in my, like, more distant friendships.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like you said, like, we each have, like, our really close circle of friends, but that, like, perimeter circle, I really want to work on, like, building
Agreed.
That up and, like, becoming a better friend and being like, hey, like, if you need anything, like, hit me up. Like, I'm
yeah.
here. I want to ask you, like, I just want to be better about, like, asking them about their lives. And, like, not that I make everything about me, because I don't think I do.
You don't.
Thank you. But I want, it's so important, I think, to, like, build up your circle and, like, yeah. Because I think you're comfortable. I know I get so comfortable with, like, my best friends.
Yeah. But
yeah.
It's good to not do that all the time. I even struggle with that, too. There's certain people you just love being around and you can just rely on them. But sometimes
it's so easy
yeah,
to be around them
easy.
That you're like, I don't want, that's literally me with my two best friends. Like, I'm like, I just want to, like, sit here and, like, watch movies.
Yeah.
But it's, because
it bites you in the
easy.
Butt after a while though.
Exactly. So I think I think it's important to build up, like, those perimeter friendships and stuff, and yeah.
Yeah.
Being a better friend. I think that that's something that everyone can take something from, because there's really no one that I can name that's, like, the best friend to everyone. I think that's something that everyone could work on. Obviously, we have people. I can think of one person right now that's, like, just such a good, genuinely good person and good friend to everybody that you could, like, hit them up at any time. So I think looking up to those people and being like, you are killing it, is cool 100%. To do.
100%. It's so important. Yeah,
being a good friend.
Aww,
we love you're a good friends. Friend, Danielle. Danielle's really good at, like, you're hitting me up. You're a good
friend,
too. Not really.
Yes, you are. Oh, my gosh. You always ask me about my life, and then I ask you, and then we talk about our life.
You're the one, though, that, like, you were like, oh, I stayed up to, like, hear about your day and stuff. Like, you're, like,
a sweet friend. Because I wanted the tea, let's be real. I mean, yeah, I wanted to, like, let's be real. I just wanted the tea. No, I don't know. I just enjoy, I don't know. We both have, I guess I just like talking to you about life because we have similar perspectives on a lot of things and we have similar life experience.
And we, like, tell each other, we also tell each other, like, the hard stuff that neither one of us, like, wants to hear.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, no, dude, you gotta do that. Yeah. But, like, no, this is me telling you that you need to do that. You know it's real.
Exactly. Like, no, I completely agree.
I think we both know, like, where our line is crossed and stuff. Whereas some of my friends, I'm so close with them, but, like, they just don't see my life. Like, they just don't get parts of my life and your life. So I think it's nice.
We also have, like, so many parts of our life that even our close friends wouldn't realize just because of, like, the whole, like, we have a whole other circle. Like, it creates...
We have, like, our whole other friend group. And, like, it's so weird.
Work, in quotes, I'm doing. Like, it's such a whole other world. Yeah. It's and just, when I'm, like, on, like, YouTube, like, when we're on, like, business calls and stuff, and, like, one of my roommates are always like, what the heck is she doing all day? And I'm, like, pacing back and forth in my room, like, negotiating. Like,
I know. Let's do a fam date now. This is so funny. I know. Or, like, I'll be sitting with my friend studying. I'm like, sorry, I have a call in 5. And they've never asked what the call's about. They're probably like, what are these calls she's going on? You know, like, they probably think it's some random thing, like, I don't even know.
That's so funny. My friends, like, kind of asked, but I explained it to them. They're like, what? Like, I was like, we're signing with the podcast network. They're like, you're not already with one? Like, they were, like, so confused. Yeah.
I just was like, they have bachelor people. And they're like, wow, that's awesome.
I know. You have to say something, like, relevant. I'll be like, Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Well, I wrote down some tips, and we can both just kind of go off of them. I honestly found them online. I was like, yeah, that's good. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to do some research about, like, ways to get out of your comfort zone, because, like, we can talk about our personal experiences, obviously. But I was kind of curious for myself. And one of the tips that I saw, or these are just a few, but one of them says, remember, some of the best things happen when you're uncomfortable. And I was like, that is so true. Like before a first date, you're so nervous and you're just, like, about to cancel and say you're sick. Like, you're just, like, nervous. But then when you get home that night, you're, like, so happy and, like, everything's good. Or before, I don't know, if you're about to make a speech or perform in a play or whatever it may be, you're so nervous. But those are some of the best, those are some of the best memories I have, things I was nervous for prior to.
If it gives you, like, a little, like, rumbling in your stomach, I feel like
it's a little rumbling, like, in the stomach.
You know, like, that's when it's going to be something good, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's so good to be, like, a little, like, it's not good to be anxious, obviously, but it gives you, like, a little, like, nervous butterflies, I feel like. Usually,
oh, for sure.
Usually it's a good thing because it puts you out of your comfort zone, which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, it's not just saying yes more, it's, like, making an effort. Like, you can't just, like, sit on your butt and expect to get out of your comfort zone. Like I said, like, you have to, you know, do things. You have to
put some effort in.
Yeah.
You can't just sit there.
Yeah. I would say make a point, like, with friends and with... you have to make a point. You can't just even say yes more. Like, you have to, like, sometimes you have to create plans. Sometimes you have to be like, we're doing this today. Like, get up, like, let's go. You know,
no, it's true. I just, Delaney and I were talking the other day, and I am just now learning about her. I don't know how I'm just learning this, but she's like, yeah, I really, I'm calling you out, Delaney. She's like, yeah, I don't really, like, make plans. Like, I'll just sit around. Like, I just, like, forget to, like, make plans. And I'm like, this is actually so comforting because I'm always the one being like, let's go hang. And then, like, you feel annoying. And she's like, no, I actually really get excited. But some people are just like, you know, it's just funny how it all works like that, you know? But it is really good. If you're bored, I mean, call someone, do something. Like, don't waste your day, right?
I completely agree. No, I completely agree. But it's so easy to, like, sit home and, like, hang by yourself, especially if you're, like, an extrovert, an introvert,
or whatever you are. I could use, like, a day at home.
Oh, well, you need to have one.
I was going to do that yesterday, and then I'd FOMO. I never get FOMO.
Yeah, I did that yesterday, and I was like, oh, this is good.
Oh, this is good.
It was good because everyone else went out and then they came back and they're like, you're lame. And I was like, I'm freaking sick, you guys.
I'm living my best day life
by myself. Yeah. And especially after, like, a double spring break. Well, you kind of had that too. Like,
like two different things. It's exhausting. It was, you need a break from spring break. Oh, I need a break from spring break for sure. Oh, I need some sleep.
Yeah.
Haven't had much of that. Another thing I wrote down is do small activities to challenge yourself. And I like that tip. It's kind of like, like, for example, I was talking about this in podcast last week, but there was this one slide that I was so scared to go down because it just, like, makes your stomach drop. And all my friends are doing it. I did not want to be that one person to be like, no, I'm not going to go down it. And so just doing that one thing makes me feel like, oh, I'm a badass. Like, I killed that. Like, I did it. I didn't really enjoy it that much. It did make my stomach drop, but I did it. And my friends are at the bottom cheering me on. You know, it's just, like, the littlest of things. Or even, like, during spring break, there's things that I, like, dared my friends to do, and they went and did it. And I know they feel amazing after doing it. You know, it's just, like, little things that can kind of boost your confidence, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, no, completely agree.
We love that. It kind of turns into a learning experience.
We love that.
You can get all deep about it. I tell you, I'm obsessed with that Instagram Rainbow Salt. She posts some good quotes.
I don't even follow her, dude. Should I follow her right now?
She, Bianca Spiravshino, literally, so good.
Oh, I do follow it. Whoops. I just, you know when you don't like people's pictures so they don't pop up at the top of your feed,
though?
Yeah. Do you scroll through your feed to the point that it says you finished scrolling?
No. God, no. Okay. I also follow, like, 2,000 people.
I know you follow a lot.
It's so bad. Yeah. I died at your tweet yesterday. So Brooke tweeted yesterday, like, I either respond right away or, like, 5 hours later or something.
10 hours later.
10 hours later. And I was like, oh, I feel this on a personal level because I wasn't thinking. And Brooke goes, no, more of, like, 5 business days for you.
You do. She, like, waited, like, 2 days to text me back. Like,
I couldn't believe it. I know. It actually was a sorry just now seeing this because I don't know. Certain people I just
see and, like, respond. No, it was, and it's so funny because you reply after I like your Instagram. I literally like your Instagram and then you finally replied.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I feel like I saw her name.
You do that, like, often, though, because I'll, like, text you, or I'll tweet, and then, like, then you text me. Like,
oh, because I have your notifications on.
I love it.
I know, it's so funny, though, like, you can call people out so fast. Like, I had a friend yesterday who wasn't responding to me about school something, and she liked my photo, and I'm like, dude, like, I know you're on your phone, bro. Like, we all do it, but I'm just like, come on. Like,
come on, bro.
It's so easy. Or now with the whole, like, active now thing on Instagram, that gets you.
Yeah, I think I turned that off. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that I did. I don't want people to see, but, I only have Snap.
I know you could turn it off.
I only have Snap Maps on for, like, my friends that I, like, personally add back. But that, you could see when people were last active. Yeah.
Really? Oh. Yeah. That would just... That's a lot.
Just find friends update when you go on your phone. Do you know that? I don't really know that, but...
I think it updates all the time unless your phone's on airplane mode.
Because, like, these say, like, 10 minutes ago. So I'm just confused if it's, like, when... Oh, no, but now it all says now.
I think that's just, like, when your phone refreshed. I'm just confused. I don't really know.
Interesting. So should we go ahead and, like, hop into some questions?
Or yeah.
Do you have any more points that you want to
No, the other ones are kind of cheesy now that I'm looking at it. It's, like, picture yourself filling with light and confidence. Like, I don't know. I guess just, like, picture yourself, like, accomplishing that goal. There are certain things I still get super scared to do, and I'm still working on it. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm, like, the downer with my friends that I, like, I don't know. I just hate being like that, so I'm trying not to be. I want to be the fun friend that just says yes to whatever. I also said, I've said this before, but for every no you say, you have to say yes. Make that a rule.
Love it. Yeah.
Love it, love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Oh, baby. Okay.
So, without further
ado. We asked you guys on @GalsAndLeo Podcast Instagram, so go follow to keep up.
Go follow us. Yeah. Por favor.
Please, please, please.
See if we got some good questions from you guys.
Good stuff. Okay.
Oh my god, I love this. Tips for Snapchatting a boy. Oh, I'm not a fan. I hate it.
I literally hate it. I find boys, this is going to be so aggressive and an aggressive take on this. I find boys so much more unattractive on Snapchat. I know that Danielle agrees with this too.
Yeah.
They like just when don't boys know. Like send you pic, like
it's from like a low angle and they're like smiling and it's just so uncomfortable for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not always. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, that was cute. But, like...
It depends what it says,
and sometimes it's just...
But having, like, a full-on convo on Snapchat's weird to me. Like, I would just much rather text. If we're gonna have a full convo.
Yeah, boys don't like to text as much. Well, mine doesn't. I don't like to Snapchat as much. I'm just calling out.
Yeah, I get you. How to keep going when you aren't getting enough sleep? Well... You should sleep
more. I'm drinking a latte. I had coffee this morning.
Yeah, I really like... Oh, those Alani Nu drinks are really good. I mean, these are, like, all, like, caffeine heavy. They're Alani Nu energy, like, drinks. I don't think that they're too expensive, and they taste like little candy. They're, like, 10 calories. They're really good. Yeah. But please get enough sleep. Like, that's so important. I think I'm run down because I was getting, like, 4 hours of sleep a night on spring break. So, yeah.
Should we talk about it?
Yeah, I guess we're going to talk about the scandal going on with...
Like, all the college stuff. I talked about it a little bit last week, but you guys are all asking still. Like, I've gotten so many DMs.
Yeah. I hate, I honestly hate that we're giving it, like, so much attention. Like, I think it's a really big deal, and I think that it's important that we talk about it, but it's all that we're talking about these days. It's like, we gotta move on. My whole
feed is the social stuff.
Yeah, so I guess we'll talk about this college scandal situation. Obviously, I mean, like, if you're not, if you don't think it's, like, totally messed up, then, like,
it's so messed up. I don't remember what I said in the podcast last week, but it's crazy because we all, like, I knew she didn't get in, just for getting
We all expected it, but I think that now that it's, like, out there, like, released, it's, like,
whoa. Did you see Gretchen's video?
Yeah, I did. She, I think she put it into words, like, really well. So did Morgan. Yeah, she did. Morgan did a video, early. Too.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
So I would go check out their videos. I completely agree with their points, but
I think it's one thing if your parents donate, like, enough money to, like, build a library, and then the school's like, okay, yeah, like, we should accept her. But to, like, pretend you're on a sports team?
Yeah, to take the spot of someone else.
I'm thinking of people who, like, actually trained and, like, their dream was to row at USC and their spot got taken. Like, it's just, and just, you know,
it and really. Fact, and the fact that they did know because they had to post for photos or were copied on the emails and stuff is, like, pretty messed up.
They're, like, she's done.
No, it's a really.
It's unfortunate because I used to love her videos.
Yeah. No, I would say that the, what is it, the punishment fits the crime. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy because I'm pretty sure she didn't even want to go to school, and, like, her mom really wanted her. So it's just, like, such a weird situation, and I have been really interested to see how it all folds out. But either way, I'm proud of us because we both applied to college as who we are, and we got in for who we are. I'm just so proud of that, and it makes me thankful, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think it's something to be proud of.
That we've made it this far, you mean?
Yeah, that we made it this far, we're doing well, and we're balancing it all, and we're enjoying life.
I agree. Yeah, I think a lot of people, like, quote-unquote respect college YouTubers a lot more after this, which I think is really cool. So
yeah,
even though it's like sad that, like, someone had to go down for it all to, like, I know respect,
my dad was like, do you think brands aren't gonna want to work with you as much? And I was like, oh my god, I don't know. You know, weird. Like, some brands might get freaked out to work with influencers in general now.
Yeah.
Oh god, I don't know. That's that.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
Oh, this is a really interesting one. Brooke, do you ever feel overshadowed by Danielle? Deep. Isn't that kind of deep?
I think you're older than me, though.
No. But I think because of, like, the whole, like, quote-unquote, like, fame of it all, honestly, like, no. I mean, obviously, obviously there's times when it's, like, impacted if it's, like...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, opportunities or whatever comes up, and obviously Danielle works way harder on her YouTube than I do on mine. Like, that is not an unknown thing and has more clout than me, but
I mean, numerically I have more followers, but I don't know, I just feel like for us, we've always been, I feel very equal with you. Like, I feel like everyone knows Brooke and Danielle. Like, Gals on the Go podcast would not be Gals on the Go without you. Like,
that's,
like, at kind. All like, it would be more you, it would be not more true. Gals on the Go if I were in it. No, for real,
that's not,
you've
true.
Got the personality in the show.
Oh,
so.
My god,
no,
stop.
You do. Like, this is, like, a joint thing, and I don't, it is a joint I hope thing. You never feel
no I never I'm not, and it's not Danielle's doing that I would feel overshadowed, you know what I mean? It would just be,
like, everything.
It would just be, like, the overarching, like, situation. Yeah, because I think, like, obviously it's known that we're at, like, different points, I think, in our, like, online careers and stuff, and just even, like, our path of life. I think we're on kind of somewhat of different paths.
Yeah.
Post-grad and stuff. I mean, I don't know what you're doing. You know what I mean? No, but you know what I mean, though.
No, yeah, it's similar, but different.
Yeah. I think it's all good, though, in the end.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not,
like,
complaining.
We,
I never...
There's a few opportunities that, like, we do differently and stuff, but, like, for the most part, I feel like we do a lot together.
We do, because we do have the same, like, management and every...
Ooh, oh, it's sorry. So nice. I love it.
And we are in it together, so, yes.
In it to win it.
I love it. People are asking about the Colton drama, so I hope I cleared that up. Yeah. I would love to have Colton on Gals on the Go. I love the man.
He was on Off the Vine.
I know.
Which was on podcast one, so...
I know.
I mean, I don't really know, but... Wow, you guys are asking some good questions. How was spring break? It was amazing.
Yeah.
Would you ever consider creating Gals on the Go merchandise? Yes. Now that we're signed with Podcast One, I'd say we're going to start working on that ASAP, really, Rocky.
Oh my gosh, how do we feel about Kaylin Bristow and Jason?
I saw that. I'm so shook. That was quick. You know they were talking.
Yeah, but I think they're so cute together.
Oh my god, they're so cute. But I was
did
just
you
like,
see
dang.
The pictures of them playing with the kids together? I was. It was no, like on I their didn't. Stories last night. It was I so haven't. Precious. Yeah, they're really, really cute together. I'm very happy for them.
God, you guys have such good questions.
Yeah. How do you stay motivated so close to graduation? I'm not gonna lie, it's so hard, you guys. It's like high school all over again. Except that it's harder because in high school the motivation is like, oh, I, like, if I don't keep up my grades, like, this college could drop me. But now it's kind of like, I mean, your GPA, not that it's already decided, but, like, if I'm not going to be honest with you guys. Like, I am not graduating with any honors or anything, unfortunately. I'm, like, so close, but I'm not going to be. But if I was graduating with, like, because they raised it. They raised it. You have to have a 3.6 now to graduate. Like,
really?
Honors at Georgia. Yeah, really annoying.
What was it before?
3.5.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So.
Should have got grandfathered in.
I know, right? So, unfortunately, like, I'm really lacking on the motivation. But I do know that some jobs do ask for your GPA after. So, that's, like, the only thing that's keeping me motivated. And I'm in, like, so few classes. So, that's really motivating for me. But oh, I would sure. just say. I would just say, just know that you literally only have 2 months left. Like, the light is at the end of the tunnel.
Someone said, do I really need a prom date? I've been stressed about it because all my friends have one and I don't.
I didn't have a prom date. So I could just say this. I'm not going to lie, like, it sucked. Like, I'm going to be, like, honest. No, I mean, I bet you weren't expecting this answer. But, yeah. I went with a group of friends. Everybody else had prom dates.
I didn't read that. Yeah. If everyone else has dates, that probably does suck. Can't lie.
Yeah, I did have, like, friends that I went with. Yeah, it was not the best situation. I just had, like, a really bad, like, end of high school experience, though. Like, it was just, like, I was really, like, done. And, like, not that I had drama or anything, but I was just kind of, like, over it and, like, really excited for college and stuff. So, I think it was just kind of, like, the build-up, and I was really stressed about prom and everything. And my guy friends love you guys now, but, like, they kind of, like, all screwed me over and, like, took, like, random girls because they wanted to, like, hook up their dates. I mean, honestly, yeah. like, that's, like, what a lot of boys do. So.
Yeah, they don't always want to take a
Yeah. So, kind of got screwed over there. It was not the best. I got, like, kind of emotional, like, the day of. I was like, oh, this sucks. I was, like, about to not go to prom for a second. I don't know if I told you that.
I
was, like, really about to not go.
I love school dances. Did you only go senior year?
We only have senior year. We have homecoming, but that no one goes to the date, and it's, like, just, like, in the common, like, it's literally in our school. Like, it's kind of random.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think if you and a ton of friends equally are bringing dates, then that's really fun. But I, to be fair, if everyone else is bringing dates, I'd bring a friend.
Try to go with someone.
Even if you bring a girlfriend from, like, another school or just go, like, it's just
something. I'm glad that I had, like, people that I was, like, I was with my friend Adriana, so, like, it was both of us, like, in it together, which was cool, but, yeah, I mean, and then, like, after prom and everything, it was all fine. Like, it was fun, because it was, like, just me and, like, my group of friends at, like, that aspect of it, but, yeah, probably not my fave. Not, like, a good memory that I reflect on, which kind of sucks, because it's, like, prom you want to, like, look back on, like, fondly. I'm sure you look back on your prom, like, oh, so fun.
And honestly, I'm trying to think, junior year prom, I had a really good time. Senior year prom, I had a lot of fun, but I was dating Joey at the time, so I really wanted him to be there. I ended up going with my friend Davis. Shout out to you, Davis. He's awesome. Like, seriously. But I had more fun at homecomings. I don't know why. I actually loved homecoming. Prom was just, I was always on the prom committee, and, like, I always had to be there early, and it was really stressful, and all my friends would get so tense, and all my other friends had boyfriends. So I guess I did too, but he just, like, didn't go there. So I don't know. I looked more back on, like, homecoming. I mean, the prom after parties were really fun. But, yeah, I don't know.
I didn't mean to get, like, depressing, but honestly, like, if you're asking for, like, my honest truth on honest on it. Yeah,
like, life isn't sunshine and rainbows at all. Like,
that was, like, a very, like, low light, extreme life low light.
I know that about you. Now I know something new.
Yeah, you know I went to prom alone, though. You didn't know that.
I know.
Really? Who do you think I went with?
Like, a guy friend.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, I took pictures, like, with all my friends. It was, like, fun. Huh?
I never really.
I'm glad I went, though, because I was really about to not go. Like,
no,
I didn't.
You have to, especially when we only have one. Like, we had two.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just not going to go. Like, don't even worry about it. And, like,
it is fun to, like, get ready for it. And get
I looked super cute. Like, I loved my dress. Like, blah, blah, blah.
I looked super cute.
Yeah, good. I had a great dress. Yeah, when you have, like, a good dress and you, like, know you look good and stuff, like, obviously that helps.
Oh, yeah, I love looking back on prom photos. And
definitely
just
not my fave.
That's okay.
That's okay, though. Yeah, we're good.
That's fine.
Any trips planned soon? We got to reflect on that. New York next weekend, which we'll record a podcast with a guest, I guess.
Yeah, then. Actually, stay tuned. We have to follow up on this, but we might be having, like, a little meetup.
Little.
Like, you have to sign up for it, like, 20 people or something. We have to follow up on that, but stay posted. Follow us at Brooke Michio, at Danielle Carolyn on social media, because there might be a surprise little New York City meetup. Not really sure on that. But, yeah. And then I'm going to Coachella, and hopefully that's it. I always tell my parents that, and they're like, Danielle, like, I was like, should I leave my passport at home? And they're like, you got invited to Paris 2 weeks ago. Like, I think you should bring your passport.
I was trying to convince Danielle to go.
No, but now looking back, that was the most stressful week I've had this semester, that I would have gone to Paris. Like, I literally, it was midterms. Yeah, I couldn't have gone. So sometimes you have to say no.
It happens.
But, yeah, I think that'll be it. Spring's always really fun at UGA. There's lots of, like, stuff going on the weekends, and it's happier and sunnier, and life is good.
Sunshine and rainbows.
Sunshine and rainbows.
So thank you guys for listening to this app. We'll have more fun content coming your way soon.
Heck yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Love you guys.
I'm, like, dying over here.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, let's do a thread in Gals Lingo Facebook group of how we
like a time out. That yeah. you...
Oh my gosh, and so many of the girls I met, so many of the gals I met were in the Facebook group, which is so cute. I love it. Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, love you guys so much. Follow us on social media. Subscribe, rate us if you're feeling happy, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.